Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Gully Cricket to Bouncy Wicket podcast. This is Manoj and I'm joined with Raja and Sina. We have a special guest today. It's Mahesh Babu. Mahesh Babu happens to be a super fan of Mumbai Indians and also of the team's captain, Rohit Sharma. Welcome to the show, Mahesh.
Thanks a lot, Manoj. Hi, everyone.
Let me kick off this episode by asking you this question. Why are you a fan of this team?
It has all started with Tendulkar, and now it's mostly because of Rohit Sharma. And I have other reasons as well, being a fan of Mumbai Indians. They never die attitude. They always defeat the odds. And Jasprit Bumrah bowling at death. They have a mighty blows by Pollard and Hardik, and they can finish at any time. And the bromance of Pandya brothers. Last but not the least, Sharma ji ka ladka.
I can't agree with you more, Mahesh. Let's move on to the second question. So what are your feelings on the last season's performance of Mumbai Indians?
You know, Mumbai Indians hold the record for the most championship wins in the Indian Premier League. They have won 4 titles in the last 12 years and have made a great start to their IPL 2020 campaign in UAE. It is to be noted that Mumbai-based franchise did not win a single title before 2030 season. But in the last 7 years, they have added 5 more trophies to their cabinet. Again, they had not won a single game in UAE during the 2014 season, but Rohit's men have turned the tables this term, 2020. Because of their excellent record in IPL, MI has a massive fan base. They are one of the best, actually the best teams in IPL.
They have indeed come back strong last year. Let me move on to the third question. So what do you think are the problem areas last year that the Mumbai Indians had, and have they resolved it with this auction this time around?
Actually, I don't see any of the problems with Mumbai Indians because the way they played every match is like a great achievement for all of them. And I see the retained players this year were most of them. So even the Mumbai management thought that they don't want many changes in their squad.
I agree with what Mahesh was saying right now. Because if you looked at 2020 season for, especially for Mumbai, after the fourth match of the league itself that they played, they remained at number one throughout the whole league phase, except for one game in the ninth, after the ninth game where they dropped to second. But besides that, it was a very comprehensive performance from them throughout the season. And they finished at number one in the league and they ended up winning the championship. So I agree, there weren't too many problem areas to be addressed.
Roger, agree with you. So with that, let me move on to the fourth question. Mahesh, do you have any player to watch out for this season?
Yes, again, as all of us know that the recent performances of Ishan Kishan, Krunal Pandya and Surya Kumar Yadav in T20s and also One Day Internationals, it is a great thing for Mumbai management that their players have actually great record in their first match. So I think I will again have a huge expectations on Ishan Kishan, Surya Kumar Yadav and Krunal Pandya as well.
I agree. And so to that point, I just wanted to mention that with Ishan Kishan, Surya Kumar Yadav and Rahul Chahar getting their debuts recently, all 11 players and, if you look at the starting lineup, they have an opportunity to feature international players from 1 to 11, and that is a very and 11 players in form to that point, and that is a very rare occurrence in any IPL franchise.
True, Raja. I expect also the players that they bought this time around also will play to the expectations and prove a point. So let's move on to the fifth question. Mahesh, how well do you think Mumbai Indians will fare this time around? What are the expectations?
To start with, actually, I wanted to mention one thing. I think you guys have already watched this video, IPL ka mantra. So that Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli danced together, and that was the eye feast for me. And watching that, I felt like it has increased a great expectations. And apart from that, as we have seen this India and England series, all the players, even the players in the bench, they are very competitive. So I think this time in Mumbai and also in other teams, actually all the players would like to give more efforts, because they understand that IPL is one of the main formats through which they can enter the national side. So yeah, again, this time Mumbai Indians, I think all of them will play really well. And apart from that, being a Rohit Sharma fan, as Rohit always says that his fans are crazy, we expect 200 from him in T20s and 400 from him in one-day internationals. So that's always an expectation. I mean, a crazy expectation on Rohit Sharma. Yeah. And apart from that, you know, Jasprit has got some rest for the last few days because of his marriage or something, some personal reasons. So we are also expecting some great performance from him, because I have seen always a player coming back after some time. They actually perform much better after the much required rest or much needed rest. So yes, again, we have Hardik Pandya back into form. Again, you have Pollard. Recently, he has hit six sixes and joined Yuvraj Singh and Herschel Gibbs, scoring six sixes in an over. Yeah, lots of players with great form this IPL. So yes, we are looking for one more IPL this year.
So yes, Spanish, I also feel the kind of players that they have and the form they are in, I expect them to go on and win the tournament and win it for the sixth time.
I had a small question pertaining to the 2021 IPL season. So we know that no team is playing at their home venue this time. So if you look at where Mumbai is playing this time around, they're playing out of the 14 games, they're playing 5 matches in Chennai and 4 in Delhi. So the first 9 games are relatively on very slow pitches. So do you think that will be a bit of a problem for them, considering you have these dashing players who like pitches like the Wankhede, where the ball comes on to the bat pretty well, and you know, a bit of slowness in the pitch is something that might trouble them a bit? What do you guys think?
So Raja, as recently we have seen 5 T20 internationals in Ahmedabad ground. So according to me, they have, at least many players from Indian side during T20 were from Mumbai Indian side. So what I feel is now the way they performed in those T20s is exceptional. And these days, even Rohit and Virat said that they don't have any complaints about the pitch. So all they concentrate is how to play on that particular day and read the ball and hit it accordingly. So I don't think pitch would be a problem anymore for Indian cricket team or any of the IPL sides, because all of them have got huge experience, and also there is a mix with a lot of talent. So basically, even if one or two excels, at least in Mumbai side, I can say there are huge match winners. People like Pollard, Hardik, Rohit, so many people. You have Ishan Kishan and Surya Kumar Yadav. Even if some did not perform on that particular day, we have a lot more people who can perform, and 180, it's like everyday kind of score for them. So yeah, that's what I feel. Pitch would not be a concern for at least Mumbai Indians.
Yes, Raj, I think that that's a very good question and an argument. The pitches in Chennai might not suit their batsmen, considering they have swashbuckling openers, explosive middle-order batsmen. But I think they are experienced enough to adjust their game and, you know, really cope up with whatever conditions they are offered. All right, let's move on to the next question. Mahesh, what do you think will be the playing 11 that the Mumbai Indians will start with?
Yeah, sure, Manoj. So basically, I feel Rohit Sharma would be the must because he is a captain and and also he will open the batting along with Quinton, and followed by Ishan Kishan, then Suri Kumar Yadav and the Pandya brothers, Kyron Pollard, Rahul Chahar, Jasprit Bumrah, Trent Bolt, and the 11th would be Nile, Counter Nile, yeah. So this would be my expected 11 for IPL 2021 from Mumbai side.
All right. Thank you, Mahesh, for all your insights. So let me now open the forum. Guys, Mumbai has released a set of players. For example, Lasith Malinga, Mitch McLennigan, James Pattinson. So what do you think was the strategy? I mean, why did they release these players?
If you ask me, you know, they went up or they had only one aspect of this thing. They just released their overseas base bowling stock and they replenished it. Lasith Malinga is a legend of IPL cricket and especially white ball cricket, and how he's fared. We all know what kind of a leader he's been. So, for instance, he's the highest wicket taker in IPL cricket, and he's played 120 odd matches and took 170 wickets, if I'm not wrong. And at a great economy of around 7. But added to that, there was this factor that he had he retired from this franchise cricket and all that. And also, he last played for MI in 2019. He didn't feature in 2020 as well. So they have used Bolt to play Lasith Malinga kind of a role. Maybe not like-to-like because he's exceptional at the death. But I think Bolt fitted in very well in terms of the new ball burst that he brought in. And Bumrah took over the, you know, death bowling aspect of it. They played Pattinson for around 9-10 matches, if I'm not wrong. But the thing is that they have had a, they replaced him with, I think they've added good pace bowlers like Adam Mill, who's a tall, fast bowler and who can really crank up the pace if he likes. And Nathan Coulter-Neil being brought in also adds a bit of a dimension. He with some late order hitting also, he can provide that. So I think they've done a fairly good job in releasing the pace bowling stock and replenishing it as well.
True, Raj. My feeling was that they're focusing on the bowling department, and it was quite evident that they were getting rid of the old veterans and looking for some young players, you know, who can bring in that aggression and passion.
Manoj and Mahesh, I have a there's an aspect of Mumbai Indians' cricket that is extremely good and which has borne a lot of fruits for them. That is their scouting system. If you look at the playing 11 that they played in the last year's final, say for instance, most of the Indian players, barring say someone like Rohit Sharma, have been spotted by a Mumbai Indian scouting team, and they've developed them internally. You know, guys like the Pandya brothers, Rahul Chahar, Jasprit Bumrah, Ishan Kishan, Surya Kumar Yadav, they are not, you know, Surya had a bit of a franchise experience, but he wasn't the same player. So I think they do a really good, you know, scouting for this thing. And a point that I wanted to mention here is that, you know, we all know that Parthiv Patel retired recently from all forms of cricket. And he actually joined Mumbai Indians. And not as a wicket-keeping coach or consultant or something like that. He joined as a scout. that shows that they're very focused on identifying talent and giving them the right resources and taking, and they're very adept and bringing these youngsters to their full potential and sometimes even exceeding their potential. So that is why I'm very interested to see if some a guy like Marco Jansen or Yudhvir Charak, who are not really well known, and I want to see like what spurred them in identifying these guys during the auction. What do you guys think?
I agree, Raja. Some of the players that we've seen who've rose to the occasion, become stars now, they were also a result of this scouting, I believe. This could be years of hard work, you know, looking at the local matches, looking at the Indian domestic, platforms. Also, they believe this in this idea of nurturing the young talent, spotting them early in their career, bringing it to IPL teams.
And that's also true. I would like to add one point here. Recently during lockdown, Rohit Sharma and Harbhajan Singh, they had Instagram video conversation, and Rohit Sharma was actually asking Harbhajan Singh, as you have played in both Mumbai Indians team and also CSK team, what do you feel is the difference? Because Harbhajan was not able to answer to, he was not able to get the better team between them because it is difficult for him. But still, Harbhajan tried to spot the differences between how the working procedures are there between Mumbai and Chennai. So Harbhajan said that Mumbai team is much more professional and they have a great core team, and also they have lots of meetings every now and then, which helps them to choose the right kind of players, the right kind of talent, as Raja and Manoj, you two said that they find the right talent. So their professional abilities, almost they maintain their team like a company, like a big, huge MNC company, like, you know, the procedures and all. So that's why they have a great collection of players in the end. And Mumbai's team is basically, as you have all know, that recently Michael said that Mumbai Indians team is much better than the Indian team in one of the tweets. So that's how they bring in their abilities, and it's great from them.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a very professional run franchise, no doubt.
Yeah.
So one question, guys, who do you think will have a great run in this year for Mumbai Indians? Which player do you think will do well?
I have three options, Ishan, Surya and Krunal, because the way they are playing at IPL, in the T20s and in ODI formats, they look like very ferocious big batsmen, because they are like they are very hungry for runs, and the way they play gives us a strong signal that they wanted to achieve a lot while playing. And my pick is those three of them, and obviously, you know, Rohit always performs well, so I don't have to take his name.
I think I agree with what Mahesh has said. Out of the 3-4 players that he's mentioned, I think it will be a great season for Ishan Kishan. This because he was the highest run getter for them last season, and I'm sure he'd like to build up on what he has did last year and push forward. He is my pick. Guys, I have got a question for you. So, do you think they are lacking a bit in maybe a wrist spinning option backup? Though they picked up Piyush Chawla this time around. But say if Rahul Chahar has a bad year, do you think that could be a point of concern?
Yes, Raja. I think what we've seen is in the past, Piyush Chawla can get you those wickets, but he can go also for a lot of runs. Right. I mean, if, for example, if Rahul Chahar has a bad run and Piyush Chawla, we are not sure how well he will perform. So I think in that area, as you rightly pointed out, there could be a problem.
And we have Krunal Pandya as well. He can do the magic because we see Virat giving him 10 overs bowling in one day cricket as well. So he is considering him as one of the bowlers. So maybe Krunal can also do well in spin format. I mean, in spin, yeah.
Yeah, Mahesh, so before we conclude, I have a question for you. So you said you are a fan of Sachin Tendulkar. So when are we going to see Tendulkar playing again for Mumbai Indians?
Yes, Srinivas, I feel they might consider him when Mumbai Indians are safe. Usually, maybe what happens with Mumbai Indians is initially they will lose some streak of games and later on they bounce back. So maybe in the earlier games, he might get a chance. Or the later part depends on the position of Mumbai Indians. If they are strong enough after a few matches, I am sure he will be given a chance. But if it is a critical condition for them to get into playoffs, then he might not get a chance because obviously the management will look for the team's betterment, but not focusing on any of the individuals. And yeah, that's what my take on that.
Yeah, last point before I finish, before we finish this segment, I think one point that we didn't talk about regarding Mumbai's 2020 performance was that they also did a rare double. Double is in the sense of they also won the Fair Play Award. So it's not just that they dominated the league stages. They ended up being number one in the league and ended up winning the championship. They also played in the right spirit, and that is a great example for other franchises as well. It's not like it has to be a toss-up between playing well and playing the right way. So that's a great message that MI has set last year around, and I'm sure they would want to emulate it, and it will be an example for other franchises as well. Do you guys have anything to add?
Yeah, I have something.
Yeah, please.
It's kind of a thank you note for all of you. Thanks a lot, Raja, Srinivas, and Manoj for bringing me on the board. I hope I did not disappoint any of the Mumbai Indians fans because, you know, Mumbai Indians have a lot of fan base you guys are doing exceptional work, and I have been following your podcast, and it's great creative idea. You know, like all of us are waiting to access the content during this pandemic time, but you guys are creating the content, and that's fantastic according to me. And one more thing I would like to add is on your recent achievements, Vijay Lokpally has actually recognized all your work, and he has congratulated over Twitter, and it's a great achievement for you guys, and basically for me, I see it as a great achievement for me as well, because my friends doing this great job is really commendable, and keep doing great work, guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Manish.
It was a pleasure to have you on our episode as a special guest. So with this, I would like to bring our episode to a close. We all wish that your team, Manish, Mumbai Indians, will have a great run this year. And hopefully go on and win the tournament. Thank you very much.
One more time, sixth time. Yeah.
That's all for this episode, guys. Please stay tuned for episodes on other IPL teams.